Okay. This looks good. So, it's September 8th? Okay, September 8th, 2010, and we're going to, this is a retake of lesson number 125, Fingers Backwards, that we did back in May. So go ahead and lie on your backs and take a moment to notice how you're lying on your back today. Notice the contact that you're making both with your head and then down to your shoulder blades and your mid-back, lower back. All the way down to your pelvis. And notice how your legs are lying on the floor. And then draw your attention back up to your shoulder blades and the area in between your shoulder blades where you can sense hopefully a little bit of the spine and the ribs. And see if you can sense or have at least a visual or, you know, in your mind or your thought, the inner edge of each shoulder blade. So that's the part that actually it's parallel, fairly parallel to the spine. And see if you can just have an awareness, a sense, or again, just in your mind, a thought of where that inner edge is on the right shoulder blade and on the left. How close or far away are they from your spine? See if you can create a measurement or a distance. And then you can also notice if both of them are resting flat or as if you feel one is more higher up or more pointy into the floor. Just what differences do you notice between each of those edges? And if that draws you into sensing the whole shoulder blade, that's fine too. Good. And then go ahead and roll over onto your stomach. And your arms are going to be straight out to your side. And turn your face to the right. So your left ear is down to start. But both arms are straight out and palms flat. And begin with starting to lift your right arm gently away from the floor and lower it back down. And just see what that's like for you. Just the weight of the arm, and where do you feel that you initiate the movement? Good. And then pause and turn your face to the left. And now let's just compare with the left arm, or your left arm. And it's always interesting to note for yourself if one arm feels lighter or less effort. And if so, can you quickly identify why? Is it something in the shoulder blade? Is it something in the neck? Is it something with your spine? And if you're not sure, just like Cindy did, it's great to go back. You can go back to the right just once or twice and then see if you notice anything more now. Do you hold your breath? Go slow. You're not a bird. There you go. Okay, and pause. Pause with your face turned to the right. And then go ahead and bend your right knee out to the side So you slide it up to the side. There you go. Perfect. And in this position, you're going to begin, we're going to begin to do a similar movement, but way slower. And it was this idea that you start to lengthen your arms straight out, and you start by having the fingertips lift. And once the fingertips lift, you feel the heel of your hand into your wrist touch the floor, and at that moment is when you start the lift of your right arm. And you start to feel what happens then is that the right shoulder blade, that inner edge that I had you notice, it moves backwards towards your spine. And you really want to pay attention that it's backwards, not up, but as much as possible backwards. So to make very nice that distinction. So you start by the fingertips scooping away, and then you look for that sensation of finding the inner ridge of your right shoulder blade and how it begins to move really, really close to your spine. It actually will glide over the ribs and it can come to touching the spine. But the first part of this movement is to have the arms straight and lengthen. So it's like you feel the heel of the hand pushes away from you. The fingers lift, and then that shoulder blade comes behind you. The other thing that you feel is when you do the scooping right is that your armpit, your right armpit, gets closer to the floor. And then you lift the arm so it's in the right place in the shoulder joint, so then the movement becomes about the shoulder blade, the scapula sliding back. For many of us, we don't have the shoulder joint in the socket in the right place. And if we're all bunched up in the neck, it's for sure not in the right place. Okay, let's get, see if we can get you down a little bit more. Look, there you go. Now really, there. And that's better. You see how much more space that time you have in here? And feeling that? Okay, good. And pause for a moment, and you can straighten your legs, straighten your arms, and find a comfortable position on your stomach. And then go ahead and turn your face to the left, which means that your right ear's down, and you're going to bring both arms out. And then you'll bend your left knee out to the side and slide it up. That's it. And so again, you start the movement by lengthening. As you lengthen, the fingers lift. So the other thing is in this lesson that we took a lot of time to observe and learn, create some distinction with, is the timing. So you don't want to keep the fingers up the whole time. They come back to a flat hand, and then you feel the hand lift. Sorry, you feel the fingers lengthen and then lift as the heel of the hand pushes into the floor, and then the whole arm takes off. So it's a timing. So it's real important to feel the fingers slide first before they lift, before you feel the wrist. And then you feel this engagement inside the shoulder joint where it's lined up, and then you feel that scapula move back towards your spine. That's it. And as always in lessons, it's advisable to take a break if you need a break. If you're not breathing, nice. And then you come back to the movement. So there's no rush. There's like nowhere to really get to. And at a certain point, you start to notice and feel, that's it, Julie, a little bit more letting your chest starts to lift, right? Because you go so far backwards, but you can't help but let, that's it, Julie, the chest has to lift. Really good. Okay, and let that go, and go ahead and roll on your back, and you can rest on your back. And just notice your breath and your breathing now. It's always very different when you've been on your stomach. Maybe each time that you come onto your back is just to notice with your breath and your breathing the shoulder blades and your spine, that upper back area, and just can you feel your breath expand into that area? Okay, and roll over onto your stomach again. And let's turn your face. Which arm was easiest for the group, right or left?
Left.
Left? Didn't matter? Okay, you want to start to the left then? Let's turn your face to the left. And so that means your right ear down, that's right. And then bend your left knee up out to the side. That's it, good. And start the movement again, first scooping away, and just do one or two movements like this. Good. Feel that. And then go ahead and just let the arm rest now on the floor, and the hand, and begin to do a movement of just beginning to lift your thumb and the pinky finger. So the other one's pressed down, and you also feel there's this moment of the hand, the arm lengthening. That's it. So you lengthen as you lift your thumb and your pinky finger. So again, you look for the timing. That's it. And then you begin to lift the arm a little bit. So once the pinky, that's it, and thumb lift and then lower. So you lengthen. That's nice, Cindy. Really nice. Good. Good. Now this next time, lift the middle three fingers. So as you lengthen the arm, you lift those two and press the thumb and pinky down, and then you feel the whole arm take off from the floor. I don't know why I always think of an airplane, but I do. It's like you're a 747. I don't even know if they make those anymore. So the three middle fingers lift together, and then press the pinky and the thumb down. I know, it's not so easy, huh? There you go. It's like this coordination. That's it. And notice if using different fingers affects your breathing. Good. Okay. And now the next time that you lift, you're going to lift with all the fingers again. So we go back to the earlier movement. Again, first there's lengthening as you lift and bend the fingers back. Really bend them back so the heel of your wrist is the last part touching, and then that's when you lift. And then bring your left arm all the way up as high as you can, keeping it there. Begin to make a circle. And just notice which direction you choose to make a circle. And if you're doing it kind of small, get bigger. So you really, it's almost like you're washing a window or something, right? Really feel the heel of the hand push away from you and the fingers spread. Bigger circle. Okay, and change the direction of the circle. So if you do smaller circles, you're going to feel a lot of muscular work. And you're going to get really tired. So try to do bigger circles and even start to lift the chest. But really big circles. Like how big? Right, you've got a big window. Good. And if you change directions, rest. If you didn't change directions, do a few more circles. I think I said change directions. And just rest in this position for a moment and really observe again your breath and your breathing. Notice your breath into your back. Can you feel the expansion of your ribs? Okay, and then slowly lengthen your left leg. Turn your face to the right so your left ear's down. And then you'll bend your right knee out to the side. Slide it up. Good. And then just start with the thumb of your right hand and the pinky of your right hand lifting. So, or the other way to think of it is the other three fingers press down. So first get that organized. And then once you feel the thumb and the pinky lift and the middle fingers don't lift as much, then you create the bending in the wrist, the heel, the hand, and then lift the whole arm up. So it's like this sequence. So there's the lengthening and then there's the differentiation between the three middle fingers and the pinky and the thumb. And I know for me, it's much easier on the left arm. I notice a lot of, in my forearm, tightness. That's it, to lengthen. And there you go. And then, of course, there's the component of your breath and your breathing. Now change to having the thumb and the pinky press into the carpet, into the floor, and then you lift the three middle fingers first. Then you feel how that takes all the fingers back, and then the heel of the hand pushes into the floor, and then you lift the right arm, feeling how that right shoulder blade moves towards your spine. Good. And then allow all the fingers to work together again. So again, there's this lengthening and then pulling the fingers back so the heel of the hand pushes away from you. Then you lift the arm. Feel how the whole chest starts to lift. And the next time, bring your right arm all the way up to the ceiling and keeping it there, begin to make circles. And again, I do a really big circle and slower, okay? Much slower. There you go, Jolie. Go slower, even slower, because then you open up more. The more your chest is involved, the slower you can go. That's it, Cindy. And then change the direction of the circle. But really, Challenge yourself to make it as big as possible. And wherever you feel you shortcut yourself, make it bigger. It's almost like a swimming stroke, right? So come all the way there. And then there. Because if you go really fast, then your muscles get engaged and you're just exhausting your muscles. That's better. Okay. And then let that go and just stay in this position for a moment to rest. Just to observe your breath and your breathing before you roll over. Good. And then go ahead and please roll over onto your back to rest. And again, as you just rest on your back, is just draw your attention and awareness to your shoulder blades, your shoulders, your spine, that inner ridge of each shoulder blade, and just how is all that feeling now? And how's your breath and your breathing? And now continue to lie on your back and bring your arms straight out to the sides, again, lined up with your shoulders. And have the back of the hands on the floor this time. So feel the fingernails on the floor. That's it. And now you're going to make a fist with your forefingers, leaving out your thumbs. Okay? And then you start to do a movement of turning your arms. I'm going to use the word upward, so that not lifting the arms, you're rolling, so that your thumbnails press into the floor. So you just want to go the direction of the thumbnails pressing into the floor. So just go from the starting to the thumbnails. Don't come all the way back. Just start. Don't come forward yet. Yeah, just so the neutral position, and then just press the thumbnails, and it's enough that where your pinky is starts to lift a little bit. That's it. And really observe, is the turning just happening in the forearm? That means from your elbow to your fingers and wrist. Or can you feel this turning all the way up inside the shoulder joint? So it means you really got to have the arms long and straight. Otherwise, the tendency will be to do it just in the forearm. Really nice. Good. And feel what that does in your back. It actually makes you want to arch your back a little bit. Yes? Good. Now continue that and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing and see if that helps. Maybe you can go a little further. That's it, Julie. Just go a little slower. You're in a rush today. You're somewhere else. You usually move slow. There. Is that what, we're both leaving town tomorrow? Okay. Well, I am too, but we got to go slow. Slow. There you go. Much better. So really feel what happens, this turning. And can you do the turning inside the shoulder joint without the shoulder shrugging up to your neck? So in some ways, another way of thinking of this is your elbows, Cindy, your elbow will lift away from the floor. If your arms are truly long, there you go. The elbow comes up as you press the thumbnail on the floor. That's it. So in fact, when you feel that, you actually experience inside the shoulder joint, it actually scoops down, doesn't it? And that's what you want. That's better, Cindy. So think of those elbows. You feel it scooping down now? Yeah. That's the important part. Okay, then do it just a few more times, but with your legs long. Please make sure you're breathing. No CPR today. So the same thing, let those elbows come up. That's it. Just press there. And really feel how you turn inside that shoulder joint and it actually drops down. This is like such a huge clarification for people. Beautiful. Good. Come back to the neutral. And now this time, you're going to keep a light fist, but you're going to extend your second and third finger, and then you kind of bend the thumb with the other finger. So pull the thumb in with your pinky and fourth finger. There you go. Okay, and the same idea. Now you're going to roll the arms up to roll over the fingernails, and then come back to the start. And actually roll, if you want to, go all the way to rolling down where your palms would be, keeping the fist. That's it, Julie. So you have a fist between your three fingers. It's like doing the peace sign, right? And you're going to roll all the way up and then roll all the way down so your peace fingers are down and you're resting on the three fingers. So come down more, Julie. So you keep on going this way.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to let you go the whole, you go here. That's it. Good. And then you come back over like this. Mm. And you feel all this incredible turning. There you go. And it's just one straight line. One straight line. It's as if you just had one bone. That's it, Cindy. Beautiful. And now you're going to continue that, but you're going to have your pinky finger only out and all the rest of the fingers together. Sounds easy, but so you make a fist with everything but your pinky finger. And then lengthen and roll all over. So now, Julie, change to just the pinky finger. There you go. Just the pinky. Can you pull that? There you go. And you roll all the way up, and then you press the nail bed into the floor and roll the arms forward. And all this rolling is happening inside the shoulder joints. So there's no creeping up with the shoulder blades. That's it. Good. Okay. And then let that go and just bring your arms down by your side to rest for a moment. Pause. Different fingers?
Yeah.
It is. It's incredible. Well, and what I noticed is ever since I dislocated my pinky, how much more difficult it is, the pushing of the heel away, because it's pulling this back. It's dramatic compared to my left hand. It's a good lesson for me. Okay, so go ahead and bring your arms out again so that the back of the hands are on the floor, or the back of the fingernails. That's it. Spread them a little bit apart, including your thumb. So every nail bed is now on the floor, and you want to start to press them into the floor. So if you press all the nails into the floor, you're going to feel a length and a lift, kind of a lift of the whole arm. So just feel that, like even the chest wants to lift as you push the nail beds back into the floor. So you press and let it go. And then you press and you let it go. And now what is it like to just press your thumb and the pinky finger? So just press those two into the floor with both hands. And now press just the middle three fingers back into the floor. So how do you just press those middle fingers, the nail beds, back into the floor? So it means you just draw your mind onto pressing those middle fingers down. You don't worry about the thumb or the pinky. And now go back to pressing all five of the fingernails into the floor. So that's the thumb, all of them. So you're just pressing, and you even feel maybe the wrist starts to lift now, right? The heel of that hand lifts of each hand. Good. Okay, and let that go and just rest again on your back. Bring your arms down by your side. And now this time you're going to bring your arms towards the ceiling. So first bring the arms up towards the ceiling, and then you're going to turn the palms away from you so the back of the hands, your fingernails, are looking at you. That's it. And start with your elbows bent out to the sides a little bit. Give a little bend. Okay? So again, it's like if you were, that's it, Cindy, you were going to press your hands so your fingernails are towards you. There we go. And you're going to push the ceiling away. And that's what you're going to start to do, is start to press the hands up and feel the heel of the hand pressing. So the whole shoulder blades lift, and then you bend back down. And then you press again. And you really want to think of the heel of the hands pressing up, because then you feel that engagement into your shoulder blades. A little bit more over your face there. There you go. So the heel of the hand, which gets that outer edge of the shoulder blade, push up and away, and then bend back down. There you go. And when you really focus on the heel of your hands, it keeps you away from the shoulders shrugging. And many of you may notice a strength difference. One arm's going to feel stronger than the other. And just as something to notice. That's it. And think of the heel, the hand. That's it. It's much easier. For both Jolie and Cindy, you guys are easier on the left side than the right side doesn't have the same power. So press the heel up. So you press there. And then let the shoulders lift. The shoulder. There you go, even more. You're going to keep pressing the ceiling. You can do it. There you go. And then you go back down. It's a really powerful movement. And then press that heel. Let the shoulders lift. Your arms stay straight. That's it. And if you get tired, you can rest. Okay, rest. Everybody rest. I know it's a... that connection of lengthening the arm away from ourselves, because we've been doing so many chronic things of contracting the muscles in our forearms, like working on the computer and stuff like that, that this idea of lengthening away like that, it's really foreign. It's like, huh, how do we do that? Because just everything that we carry, driving, everything's in a contracted state. So one more time, let's have you bring your arms up towards the ceiling, same position. That's it. So your fingernails are facing you. They're like touching almost the middle finger probably. And again, you bend your elbows a little bit to start with, but really the concentration or the focus, your intention is you're going to push the ceiling away from you. And so you've got to keep the hand flat, and you feel it all coming from the heel of your hand. The same thing would be as if you were a waiter, right? To be able to hold a tray, you'd have to be able to maintain this in your wrist. So see, those days of, you know, waiter. Yes, exactly. So push up more, and there, let those shoulder blades lift. That's it. That's it. And then go back down. That's it. That's it, Cindy. You're doing good. This is not an easy, really good. And this is a movement you can just, this alone, do on your own. If you've been at the computer for a long time, just do 4 or 5 of these. Okay, and rest again. Okay, so let's roll over onto your stomach again. And you're going to turn your face to the right. And your both arms are out. But you're going to draw up your left knee this time. That's it. It's this funny position. So with the left knee drawn up, you're going to begin now with the right hand, right arm again, of lengthening, expanding the fingers, scooping them away from you, feeling the heel of the hand, and then lifting the arm, right? And so this is more challenging because you've got the other leg drawn up, so you don't get quite the same assistance in your rib cage, which is fine. That's it. But really look for that feeling of the shoulder blade, the right shoulder blade, sliding across your back as you lift up your right arm. That's it, Julie, but keep the left arm down. Why do you need to lift that arm up? There you go. That was better. Nice, Cindy. That's it, Julie. Good. Okay. And then pause for a moment, staying in that position so that you can lengthen your left leg and then bend up your right leg. So we'll go back to the starting. That's it, where we started. And again, really taking your time so that you really feel this length first and then how the fingertips bend backwards, the heel of the hand is there, and then you lift. And can you lift all the way up towards the ceiling and maybe even start to lift behind you? That's it. Keep on thinking of the fingers bending backwards, bending backwards. That's it, Jolie. More, more, more. There you go. Could you imagine if you went back far enough, if you just kept on twisting, that the back of your right hand would touch the back of your left hand, somewhere way behind you. Right? That's like interlacing your hands. So just imagine that would be a possibility. So that's it. That's it, Jolie. You can use your right knee and your right pelvis can come away from the floor, right? That is so nice. That's it. Let it happen even more. How much can you twist in the spine? You can really use that right knee and right side of your pelvis to go backwards. Just imagine if somebody hooked a rope onto that arm and kept on pulling it backwards and stuff, right? I mean, if you were in a situation like that, right, your body has to give. I was once in one of those situations. So it's how much can your body give, and the rest of you participate. So even what if you look over now your right shoulder? So you lift your head too and look over. Does that help?
The left shoulder.
That's nice. Okay. And let that go and just straighten your leg and bring your arms down to your side. Just rest on your stomach. Just notice how you're resting there and your breath and your breathing and your back. The sense of volume and expansion underneath your shoulder blades, all the way down to your lower back. Okay, and let's turn your face to the left, but you're going to drop your right knee. So your face is to the left. That means the right ear's down. Both arms are out, but you bring up your right knee. And then you start to lift your left hand. So again, you first slide away and then bend the fingers back. Feel the heel of the hand, and then you take off. Really feel how the inner edge of that shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, comes close to your spine. That's it. So the right leg being bent up, right, creates a constraint. And so whenever you have a constraint in these lessons, it encourages a quality of the movement to occur in the arm right now and inside the shoulder. That's it, Julie. Lengthen, pull the fingers back. Good. Okay, and pause and rest for a moment so that you can just straighten now the right leg and bend the left leg up. Right, so that last movement makes this movement so much easier because now you'll have the assistance of your spine, right? And even your pelvis. So again, take your time though. Really feel first the lengthening and then the pulling back of the fingers so the heel of the hand moves away from you. And then you start to bring the arm up and then start to go as far as you can up towards the ceiling, looking at the hand, starting to imagine this idea that you could bring your left arm behind you and touch the right. So it means that the right hip joint, pelvis, all moves backwards. See if you can more, if you need to lift the head, that's fine. Maybe you can just roll the head on the floor. Do you really need to lift it? And you may. That's it. You know, but it's like, it would be like somebody, I hate to use this word, handcuffing you, right? Behind your back. So at some point, the hands would come together. So there's a moment where you actually feel the two shoulder blades, those two inner edges, touch. They scrunch together and the spine sinks in between. It's like the spine almost disappears because it sinks. And the shoulder blades glide over the top. So see if you can feel that. See if you can feel that when you lift the left arm so much that you feel that left shoulder blade, it actually touches the right. They come together. That's great. And if you can't feel it, you just imagine it. Because as most of you know in some of the other lessons we've done, just having the idea, the thought, the image in your mind creates it to start to happen. Really nice, Cindy. Good. Okay. And then let that go and rest for another moment, first on your stomach. We will go to your back, but just take a moment to really feel the breath now going into your back. It's this opportunity. You know, so often we're lying on our backs that our breath doesn't get to go back there and feel all these wonderful new places that it can travel to. And you can rest your head to either side or your face down, whatever's the most comfortable for you. But just see, how big is your breath now? How much does it expand into your back, your upper back, your lower back, into your armpits? Good. And then roll onto your back now and rest. So, and we'll just do, I'm going to add in one last movement, is a movement you can do just on your own. Again, maybe if you've been doing a lot of computer work or any kind of work using your arms a lot, is this idea of now bringing your hands over your chest and interlace them, and then take them up first to the ceiling, and with them interlaced, think of pressing the heels away from you. That's it. And let those shoulder blades lift. Good. And then fold, then you kind of just roll them back down in front. And then this next time, can you reach the arms all the way over the top of your head? So you're like, you know, people do this all the time, like stretching above you. So you're pushing the wall behind you. Good. And then you bring them back. And then you can also take this over to each side. So you can roll the hands away from you and reach over to the right side, which will have you start to roll to the right, pulling the left. And then you come back, and then you can go to the left side. And the whole idea is really emphasizing the heel of your hands moving away from you. And that's the force that pulls you to each side. You can actually roll all the way over onto one side just from that. So you let the rest of your body be like a dead skeleton, and that's it, Cindy, and just roll. That's it, Jolie. You just say, well, what does the pelvis and everything need to do to just roll? There you go. So this is a really nice way to get length back into your arms. That's it. Cindy, I want you to think of your head. There you go. So have your eyes and your head look directly at your hands and not pull your chin down. There you go. Much better. Okay. And then rest on your back. And now just take a moment to really sense and observe how you're lying on your back today after this lesson. How do those inner edges of the shoulder blades now feel? What's changed about that? And perhaps what's changed about your whole image of your shoulder blades? You might actually feel more of the entire shoulder blade all the way around. Have a clearer image and sense of them. And can you sense your spine in between your shoulder blades? And then noticing your breath and your breathing. That's it. Just take a moment to really notice the expansion, how long your inhalation is, how now it's traveling to the back side of you, the front side, under your armpits, your belly. Noticing that brief moment where the pause takes place before you go into your exhalation. And then noticing the pause after the exhalation. Good. Okay, and then maybe thinking about one of the many ways you've learned to roll to your side to come up first to sitting and then eventually bring yourself up to standing. Please take your time. Again, there's no hurry.